Life is good, people. Life is so good. We all know that. But sometimes a man needs to take a break. Sometimes when the supervision gets a little bit too intense, if you know what I mean.
Oh, would you not put that right there, please?
Put what right
there? That glass.
What about it?
Well, I just cleaned off the counter.
So?
Just put the glass in the sink.
Well, I will, but I mean, you know, the glass wanted to make a little detour onto the counter, so it just is resting there for just a moment, okay?
Okay, oh, so, but why?
Well, it was just an impulse. It's a wild, crazed impulse.
Okay, you know, I just don't like a lot of clutter.
It's,
okay?
It's one glass.
Okay,
it's
but
a
there's
small
no
water glass.
Reason for it to be there.
Look, it's a counter. Okay, it's made of granite. It's not a Rembrandt mural, you know?
Okay, why make such a big thing of
well,
it?
Well, who is making such a big thing
okay,
of it?
Okay, just put the glass in the sink, please.
Make me. Go ahead.
Okay, I will. You want me to make you? I will make you.
Where did you get that pistol, sweetheart?
No, don't sweetheart me. Put
what?
The glass in the sink.
Oh.
And while you're at it, pick up those papers of yours on the table.
Oh, come
I have
on.
Had it up to here with clutter and chaos. And put your shoes in the closet. They do not belong in the middle of the kitchen floor. You hear me?
A pistol? I thought we were liberal Democrats, darling.
Oh. Oh, I am. I'm also a realist. I have been asking you forever to please put your stuff where it belongs. And do you? No, you do not. Look at that. There.
What?
They have been sitting there for 3 months.
Those? It's a pair of cufflinks.
I don't care. They don't belong there on the counter.
It's only cufflinks.
So put them in the cufflink drawer.
Is this a reason to pull out a loaded weapon?
I have asked, and nothing
what?
Happens.
But it's only cufflinks.
I am not going to pick up after you. It is not part of the deal, okay? So pick them up.
You've got to be kidding.
Now.
Huh?
Or else.
Look me in the eye. You're kidding. Huh? You're not kidding, are you?
No.
Wow. It's at times like this, a man thinks about the monastery of St. Chuck. It's all guys, no women, out in California, on the coast. Go around in your robe, there's no need to get dressed up. You eat what you want, when you want, you say what you want, if you want to say anything, and nobody ever says to you,
why don't we ever talk anymore?
Because there's no women there, you see, they're just guys. And there's a rule of silence at St. Chuck, except for evening prayer. It's a guy's sort of a place.
I'm okay, I got no complaints, doing the best I can. No need to get upset about it, live and let live.
At the monastery of St. Chuck, you just shut up and you play golf. That's what you do.
Oh, too bad. Go ahead, take another shot. Go ahead.
Real nice.
Nice shot.
Beautiful, all right.
A married man
shouldn't think about his mistakes. Because why do two people need to remember the same thing?